Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Changing super funds is a daunting prospect for many people. Even when people are dissatisfied with their fund and know there are better performing ones out there and that they might have several funds, each dwindling with the multiple fees, they still resist doing anything because they think it's such a big deal. Today, we're talking to Serena Bird, author of The Joyful Frugalista and host of the Joyful Frugalista podcast. Serena, I believe you've just changed super funds.
I have. I recently changed. We were forced to change in a way because we received a notice that one of our funds was being discontinued. And so we were forced to do that. Now, I say one of my funds because we're in a different position to most in that my husband and I are both former and current Commonwealth public servants. So we have a particular super fund for that. But for making additional contributions, we needed to have an additional superannuation fund. So we both have two. And of this second one, we had to change that. So we had to set up a new one. And to be honest, I was putting it off for about a month because I thought it was going to be really difficult.
So, Serena, were you always pretty focused on your super, though? You know what's going in, what fees you're paying and so on?
To a point, I wasn't when I was younger, and I was, for a long time, was quite a superannuation disbeliever. And I look back now and I think, oh, my God, that's the worst decision I could have made, particularly because I was in my Commonwealth Commonwealth Public Service career. I had such a good superannuation scheme and I really could have done more with that. But then when I speak with former colleagues, a lot of them don't even know yet. And I'm like, really, you need to go to the information sessions. You need to work some of these things out. But now I am a lot more focused on these things for that second external fund that we have.
So when you say you're a disbeliever in superannuation, what do you mean?
Well, I guess I sort of felt that I could invest myself better. And I also wasn't sure how well superannuation was regulated, especially when it was new. Like when I was first starting my career and working, and I'm going back away now, but, you know, in the 90s, superannuation was still relatively new. And I remember thinking, oh, there's so much money around there. It's going to be like a slush fund. There's going to be money disappearing. It's not something I can control myself. And I didn't really believe it would be well managed. Of course, we know now that it is incredibly well regulated and it is really well managed. And the tax benefits of investing through superannuation are really quite phenomenal. But, you know, very early on, I was a disbeliever.
Oh, look, and I completely understand that. And I think, you know, it is a structure where the tax benefits are really beneficial. And, you know, obviously when you look back, you think, I wish I'd invested and believed in it earlier. Similarly, I couldn't see that far away. You know, when I first started investing in super, I thought, well, what if the rules change? And, you know, maybe I can access it at 60 or 65. Maybe they'll make it 70. Maybe I'll never see it. That has been a fear. But I think as it has grown and it has become, you know, universal, I think, you know, now I can let that rest. But at the time, you know, I think people say, what would you have told your younger self? And I think, well, I would have told myself to invest in super, but my younger self would not have listened. You know, that's the unfortunate truth of it all. And so when you decided, I'm going to change my super fund now, or I have to, what was the process you went through?
Look, it was really simple. And I was actually led by my husband, who started the charge first for various reasons. Pre-Christmas, he was fairly quiet with his work. He'd just finished a major project. And I should say he's got excellent work ethic and he has been away about half of this year on this project. It's been very busy. But just before Christmas, everything had finalised and he had a lot more time on his hands. So he went, okay, I'm going to research this. So the first place he went to, obviously, was Money Magazine, because you do an annual roundup of all the best products and you just put out one looking at different products for superannuation, as you do with your best of the best. And he also looked at CanStar. He didn't look at the ones on CanStar that were clearly boosted for that, you know, were clearly advertisement type ones. And then he distilled down. And so from then, I think he had about top three. And from then he chose one. We chose an industry fund that had low fees. So I guess that was the first, you know, decision that we made to go with an industry fund. So then we logged on to their website, and once again, I thought this was going to be really difficult. You know, they advised you to have a lot of information to hand, such as your tax file number. And honestly, it was less than 10 minutes and I had an account created. In fact, I think it was closer to 5 or 6. It was that easy. And then through that process, we then had an option 2 of selecting the account details for our existing super fund. Now, I actually had 2 external super funds, which seems really bizarre, but the reason was that I'd gone back to do some work in 2021. And for various reasons through the recruitment process, it was harder to link my existing account. So I had set up an account through theirs and I had always meant to combine them and I just hadn't gotten around to it. So this was a good opportunity to combine that as well. So it was another 5 to 10 minutes was then taken in terms of linking that existing super. And it was just super easy.
Did you then go on to choose your investment options and decide how you were going to, you know, have your future earnings go into the account?
Exactly. So that was part of that 5 to 10 minutes. Like I said, it was very, very quick. If you're the sort of person who needs to ponder and needs to, you know, take more time, obviously, you know, you can spend more time doing that. But the options included for an ethical version, you know, for a higher risk version, for a more balanced, more conservative version, and you could do a mix of different things. And it was super easy to select that.
I've just recently rebalanced my, you know, super fund and, you know, my future earnings into it, and super easy as well. You know, it took about 5 minutes to figure that out. So that was good. Did you also have insurance through your super fund?
I opted not to for various reasons, mainly because I didn't want to affect the overall outcome of the fund. But to be honest, that's something I perhaps should go back and reconsider. And, you know, why I'm a little bit less concerned about this is because I have such a good Commonwealth superannuation fund where there's a huge death benefit in there already, and there is, you know, quite a lot of safeguards that are already existing in there. And then basically because I'm in a good financial position. And I mention this because, you know, obviously insurances are really important, but everyone's situation is really different. So, you know, lucky to be in a fairly low risk situation. But when I was newly separated and had 2 very young children who were dependent on me, and, you know, my income was pretty much what was paying for the mortgages and everything else, we were in a very different situation.
And so when you combined everything and you got your new fund open, were you really surprised at how easy it was?
Yeah, I was really, really surprised. Like I said, I'd been putting it off because I thought it was really going to be very difficult. And when I had gone back to work last year, I'd had a couple of discussions with people who'd said, oh, yeah, look, I'm really not that happy with the fund that work's put me on, but I don't think I can change because it's just so difficult. And I thought it was really difficult too. But now I could tell them, you know, look, it was less than 10 minutes. It's not that hard. The hardest part is choosing which fund that you want. But even that wasn't hard because there's so much good advice now, including from Money Magazine, to help you make that decision.
I think there is a fear of any change in, you know, financial services, whether it's changing bank accounts or changing your loan provider and whatever. I think there is a fear that paralyzes people. So it's really great that you've come out to talk about it. Do you feel a little bit evangelical about it, that you want to spread the word that it's really easy, that if someone's not happy with their super fund, that, you know, it's easy to make the change?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Because, you know, when you look at the how interest compounds and the impact particularly of fees on the performance of your fund, like it's one of those things that you need to move as quickly as possible when you look at the end result. And we do often have a finite time. Like people sort of think, oh, it doesn't matter, I'll keep working. I mean, really, do you want to be working when you're 100? Like, I mean, there's a point in which you don't want to be working in the workforce anymore. So it's really important to think about, you know, this compounding aspect and to move as quickly as possible. And then, of course, there's the whole combining accounts issue. I had more than one account and I knew that was wrong, but, you know, I'd been too busy with other things. So it had been on my to-do list for about 6 months that I hadn't got around to it. And that means 2 sets of fees for 2 separate accounts that are just being eaten away.
Did you seek professional advice in making the changes?
No, I didn't. But I know that a professional, you know, can assist with this, especially if you do have a very large and substantial super account. And this is a really important thing too, because particularly, you know, my Commonwealth superannuation schemes that I'm on the PSS, my husband's on the CSS, they're very powerful schemes. And if you go to, you know, any kind of, you know, magazine or finfluencer, they don't understand these particular mm-hmm. schemes because they're fairly rare. And so most conventional advice is, oh, just switch to the best industry fund. And you've got people like Barefoot who say, just, you know, you should be in this fund. But what they don't take into account is there are certain funds that are really, really powerful. And, you know, there are other the funds that are very good, for instance, that are for particular sectors, whether they're university or different sectors. You do not want to get out of those, and you really, really want to understand them very well. And a professional who is well versed in those, there are a number of financial planners in my hometown of Canberra, for instance, who understand how these public service superannuation funds work really well, can be gold because they really understand the ins and outs.
Yeah, and I think for whatever funds you're thinking of combining, you really do have to know any benefits that you may be losing to swap over. Do you think that now that you've become more focused on it and you've found how easy it is, that you're going to keep an eye on it and maybe move again if things you're not happy with it?
Good question. I think, you know, the top ones are usually pretty good. Like if you've got something that's low fee, and I think, you know, most of them are fairly similar now in terms of how they invest. I think, you know, most of them tend to be more of an index style kind of arrangement. So if it's performing well, if you're happy with the leadership, you know, from the fund, and I say this because sometimes there's really adverse media for some, you know, products. There've been a lot of adverse media in the past, say, for instance, for AMP and others. If you're happy with the leadership, if you're happy with the values and they align with yours, I would say, you know, stay with it. I mean, you can run around chasing different returns sometimes. I think superannuation is a better set and forget option for the most part.
And is there anything you'd like to let other people know if they're thinking about moving their funds that you wish that you'd known earlier?
I think the main thing is just to do it. One other thing I might mention too is, interestingly, because I was combining, you know, two funds and bringing two across, one was really quick. Like one was transferred across, you know, by the next week. So you, in a matter of working days, and it was super fast. The other one, interestingly, hasn't moved across yet, and that was the one that actually we had to create a new fund for because that's closing, and that in itself is really interesting, and we don't know why that's taking so long, whether it's because it's over the Christmas New Year period of time or whether it's something else. So we've actually gone through the MyGov option to transfer it through that as well. So just to keep people aware that there is an option through MyGov to find and consolidate super as well, and that's also very easy.
Yeah, I think there's often a lag with super depending on what the money's been invested in, whether it's a listed asset and so on. And I think, you know, when people are trying to move to just get the best returns, it can be quite difficult because you think you're going to sort of leave while the money's up, but maybe those few days or weeks before the money is transferred, things may change. So I think you've got to be careful in if you're doing it to chase returns.
Yeah, I think so too, because I think, you know, it's a bit like a giant cruise ship or, you know, other vessel, like it's slow to move. They're big things that happen. But in terms of the admin to apply for a new account and to get that happen super quick and super easy. I mean, most super funds these days want new people on board. They want to make it easy for you to apply.
Thank you very much for that. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners will be interested in how easy it is to change super funds if they so need to.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.